The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu. In the headlines, Justice VCRAC Club Committee on Voters Register presents report to Electoral Commission. Parliament approves $1 billion sovereign bond despite initial disagreement. Food and Drugs Authority says 90% of palm oil on the market is safe for consumption. Investee Dawn says internal wranglings in NPP is of national concern and must be tackled as such. And Zimbabwe to adopt Chinese yuan as legal tender in return for debt cancellation of about $40 million. The news in detail. The Inter-Party Advisory Committee IPAC meeting yesterday agreed on 3 electoral reforms towards the 2016 elections. There will be 29,000 polling stations for next year's elections ahead of the 30,000 estate instead of the 30,000. A statement signed by Acting Director of the EC, Christian Osupari, said the reduction in the number of polling stations is due to budget constraints. IPAC also agreed that manual verification of voters will be introduced alongside biometric verification for people whose particulars appear on the voters' register but rejected by the biometric device. The meeting held the view that overvoting would be deemed to have occurred where the number of ballots in the ballot box exceeds the number of verified voters. The statement said EC's calendar of activities for the 2016 elections was also distributed and accepted at the meeting. EC informed IPAC that the panel led by Justice VCRAC Krupp that was tasked to collate views on whether or not there should be a new voters register and the way forward presented its report on Monday. The statement said the commission will study the report and make a decision on the voters register as soon as possible. A former national youth organizer of the PNC, Abu Ramadan, and one Evans Nimaku have sued the Electoral Commission of the Supreme Court over the voters register. The plaintiffs are invoking the original jurisdiction of the court to declare the 2012 voters register null and void. Abu Ramadan and Nimaku want an order setting aside the 2012 voters register and also compelling the EC to compile a fresh voters register before any public election is conducted in the country. According to the plaintiffs, the current register contains names of unqualified persons, which is inconsistent with the Constitution. Meanwhile, an Accra High Court will, on the 12th of next month, begin hearing of the suit filed against the NPP by two members of the party, Philip Addison and Ni Ajitaria. The two have sued the party of allegations of illegality in the conduct of the Klotekoli constituency primaries and are praying the court to annul the result and order a rerun. Counsel for the NPP, Michael Quaid, 2 weeks ago pleaded with the court for an out-of-court settlement, describing the issue as an internal affair which could be resolved by the party. In a new twist, Mr. Quaid says the party has tried unsuccessfully to resolve the issue and has therefore prayed the court to go into the merit of the suit and given a ruling which the NPP will abide by. Parliament has approved a $1 billion Eurobond, which part of activities initiatives by government to provide cheaper and long-term resources for financing the 2016 budget. The Minister of Finance, Sir Tekpe, in presenting the 2015 budget said government will deploy a number of fiscal and debt management initiatives aimed at achieving fiscal consolidation. The Finance Committee's report indicated that government intends to close the 2016 budget funding gap of $3 billion through the issue of the Eurobond. Due to market uncertainties, however, the Ministry sought the approval of Parliament to issue a bond of up to $1 billion. According to the Ministry of Finance, the bond will have a neutral impact on the nation debt stock. Government intends to use $750 million to support the budget and $250 million to refinance domestic and external debts. The bond is expected to mature in 10 years. James Abeji is the chairman of the Finance Committee.
Briefing the committee on the arrangement put in place to redeem maturing bonds, the Honorable Deputy Minister of Finance indicated that arrangements were far advanced for government to use sinking funds to redeem the bonds on maturity. In addition, government has been monitoring and will continue to monitor the performance of the bonds in the market and take appropriate action to redeem them at maturity. We also indicated that the government has started buying back the 2017 bond, which is currently trading at par. Having regard to the need to raise funds to support the 2016 budget and economic policy of government, as approved by Parliament, the committee recommends to the House to adopt its report and approve the request for approval of 2016 sovereign bonds of up to $1 billion United States dollars in accordance with Article 181 and 174(2) of the Constitution, 37 of the Loan Act, and for the 169 of the 10 orders of the Parliament of Ghana.
Chairman of the Finance Committee of Parliament, James Aveji. The approval of the bond was characterized by heated arguments. While the majority highlighted the need to raise the money, the minority caucus was of the view that the nation should not continue the borrowing spree. When the first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Ebo Batinudru, put the question for approval, both sides did not convince the Speaker with a voice vote. A head count was ordered and it was 66 against 67. The head count also did not suffice, as Standing Order 109 states that such an exercise should be done when half of the members are present at the time of counting. The Speaker then suspended sitting for an hour for the leaders to iron out the issue. When the House resumed, the $1 billion sovereign bond was okayed, paving the way for government to go onto the money market next year to raise funds to support the budget. Meanwhile, a lecturer at the Finance Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Lord Menso, says the situation where loans are accessed to offset debts does not augur well for the nation. He said this does not send the right signal to investors since interest rates will be high. Speaking on our current affairs program on Behind the News, Dr. Menso said accessing Eurobonds will not make the nation self-sufficient. He spoke to George Asikri.
The bond is also a form of loan. In finance, there's no free lunch anywhere. The bond market itself as a standard bond is there, but there are several packages that can go with it. A bond market deals with interest rate. Someone gives you money, and then the person looks on the market. Interest rate is going up. Meanwhile, you've locked his money for about 10%, and interest rate is about 12% now. You realize that the person is losing. So he might find a way of curbing that loss. So we can have a package where we can cut the contract as of the time interest rate is going up.
I understand this particular Eurobond part will be used to retire previous bonds.
Yes, I do respect that. But then in the end, you should know very well that if you package yourself, you're telling the investor that you are going to what? Retire old bonds. That tells you that all the previous bonds that you've been borrowing, you are not using it judiciously. Even if you are going to retire bonds, we expect that a small fraction that will be used to what? Retire bonds.
A lecturer at the Finance Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Lord Mensa, is still staying in Parliament, where Parliament has passed the 2015 Appropriation Bill. The passage in effect authorizes government to spend a little above 50 billion, 109 million cedis for running the state in the 2016 financial year. The amount, which will be issued from the Consolidated Fund and withdrawals from other funds, will cover expenditure allocation for all MDAs and other government institutions. The bill, which was passed under a certificate of urgency, was approved amidst heated debate. For the details, here's a report by Dominic Logie and Augustus Akwey.
The appropriation bill provides for the issue of funds from the state coffers and other sources of funding necessary to meet general government expenditure and commitments for the year. Presenting the Finance Committee report for the approval of the overall government appropriation for 2016, the chairman, James Kluchi Aveji, said the amount will enable government to meet its obligations to the people.
The committee argues Parliament will be rising for recess to probably the third week of January 2016. The government financial year, on the other hand, commences on the 1st January 2016. And since, by Article 178(2), monies cannot be withdrawn from the consolidated fund unless the issue of those monies have been authorized by or under the authority of an Act of Parliament, there is a need for the bill to be passed under a certificate of urgency and taken through all the stages in one day in accordance with Order 119.
The Minister of Finance said the page also justified the need for Parliament to give the go-ahead for governments to access more than 50 billion cedis. He added that governments will continue uncompleted projects in 2016.
We do note yet that sometimes, you know, there are funds which at the end of the fiscal year are not spent. But as has been explained previously on the floor of this House, it is also normal, and that is quite extraordinary, for balances to be carried to continue programs which fund, you know, due fiscal year.
After heated exchanges over figures in the appropriation bill, the Speaker, Edward Doajaho, posed the question to pass the bill.
The question. As many as in favor of the motion, say aye. Those against say no. The ayes have it. An act to provide for the withdrawal of sums of money necessary to meet government expenditure for the 2016 financial year from the consolidated fund and from other funds and to provide for related matters. Honourable members, the appropriation bill 2015 due read the third time and passed.
Speaker of Parliament Edward Doajaho ending the report by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Logie and Augustus Akwei. Government through the Ministry of Finance has launched the Public Investment Management Policy. The policy is to streamline processes and procedures in the delivery of public investments and projects. Speaking at the launch, the CEO of the Public Procurement Authority, Salas Mensah, said the initiative is to adopt a holistic financing scheme for public investment to minimize concerns on rising debt stock and growing public contract areas. Benjamin Adu filed this report.
The policy targets the delivery of public investment at the ministries, MDAs, MMDAs, and state-owned enterprises. The policy will help the public and stakeholders effectively monitor and evaluate as well as promote transparency and accountability in public investment. It also seeks to provide a mechanism to coordinate all public investment and ensure efficient appraisal of selected projects. The CEO of Public Procurement Authority, in an address, said the move will assist in public financial management to meet domestic and international standards as a middle-income country.
Improve on public financial management to meet domestic and international standards and best us as middle-income country. The implementation of PIM policies and the PIM is expected to achieve establishment of a clear linkage between national development policy objectives and the project execution through the budget to guarantee clear path in tracing progress of growth and development. Streamlining processes and procedures, roles and responsibilities in the delivery of public investment projects, ensure adequate project preparation prior to selection, budget and execution. Minimize growth of ongoing projects, improve on project completion rate, and avoid erratic inclusion of projects in the annual budget process. Top holistic financing schemes for public investment to minimize concerns in the rising public debt, growing public contract ideas, as I've said earlier. Automate the delivery of public investment through the use of this interface with other systems.
The program will be run by a web-based software known as Public Investment Management Software. This will create a database for managing and processing public investment and projects.
That was a report filed by Benjamin Edu. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Justice VCRAC CRAP Committee on Voters Register presents report to Electoral Commission. Parliament approves $1 billion sovereign bond despite initial disagreement. Food and Drugs Authority says 90% of palm oil on the market is safe for consumption. University John says internal wrangling in NPP is of national concern and must be tackled as such. And Zimbabwe to adopt Chinese yuan as legal tender in return for debt cancellation of about $40 million. The news continues. The Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, says 90% of palm oil currently on the market is safe for consumption. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, the deputy chief executive in charge of food of the FDA, John Odamidakwa, said measures put in place by the authority to eradicate adulterated palm oil from the market have yielded positive results. He noted that the FDA, in collaboration with the Oil Palm Development Association of Ghana, has registered more than 500 palm oil traders from various markets and provided them with neck tags for identification as genuine sellers. We bring you Nathaniel Martin's report.
Palm oil is an important commodity on the market used to prepare many dishes. According to the Oil Palm Association of Ghana, the country consumes about 300,000 tons of palm oil annually. This makes the adulteration of the product a national health concern. Sudan 4, which is the chemical used in the adulteration, makes the palm oil look fresh by enhancing its color. Several arrests have been made with regards to the issue. The Narcotics Division of the CID arrested 22 women who are currently being processed for court. In view of this, the FDA embarked on an intensive operation to clear all adulterated palm oil from the market. The measures include monitoring and testing samples of the palm oil from all markets in the country and holding stakeholder meetings with distributors and market women unions. The results from the nationwide palm oil sample testing revealed that 98% of oil on the market tested negative to the Sudan 4 dye, making it safe for consumption. John Odamidakwa, Deputy Chief Executive in charge of food at the FDA, explains further.
From the past 1 month, they have been passing through here before taking to the marketplace. And every consignment that has passed through here has tested negative. And this is what has now been supplied to the market nationwide. And you know we have epicenters where palm is produced. So all those centers will test before they supply. And now have tested positive. And that means that giving yourself 1 month, that's why we did a baseline study again to survey and we have found nothing. And that means for the past 1 month, we have been able to push off the adulterated one and then push in the fresh oil, which is safe. The card is an evidence that the person has worked with FDA and the Association of Palm Oil Producers, and that the person gets his or her palm oil from a reliable supplier, and that she or she has added any Sudan dye. Now it also helps to trace, identify the person that you are buying from, and that means that the person cannot hide.
The president of the Oil Palm Development Association of Ghana, Samuel Avala, described the natural color of palm oil.
That was a report filed by Nathaniel Nati. Government says it will only compensate farmers whose birds were destroyed due to the infection of avian influenza. Deputy Food and Agriculture Minister in charge of livestock, Dr. Hanabisiu, said it is regrettable that government has been blamed for not expediting action to control bird flu after the first outbreak in August this year. Dr. Bisil said no country in the world has been successful in dealing with bird flu outbreaks in 6 months. He expressed dissatisfaction at media reports that all birds are infected and not wholesome for consumption this festive period. She was speaking at a day's workshop for journalists on avian influenza in Accra. Eratna Paha reports.
Bird flu, also known as avian influenza, is a disease caused by flu viruses in all birds, particularly among wild birds. The infected birds fly from country to country, spreading the disease. Avian influenza also affects humans and can cause death if not detected and treated on time. Ghana this year recorded some cases of the disease, leading to mass destruction of infected birds. In this regard, NADMO, which recognizes the important role of the media in educating the public on the disease during this festive season and beyond, has held a day's workshop for journalists. Deputy Food and Agriculture Minister in charge of livestock, Dr. Hanabisiu, said media reportage on the current action but rather put fear in the public about the consumption of chicken.
With the negative perceptions of the public with regards to the consumption of poultry products, it's important that the necessary appropriate message is conveyed by our journalists. One of the unfortunate announcements that was made, there was a constant announcement that Hanabisiu said You should not eat chicken. It is dangerous to even touch a chicken. You shouldn't go closer to the chicken. We do not create a lot of sensationalism around the issue of bird flu. As we approach the Christmas and the New Year season, so that the media could send positive and the right messages on the consumption of poultry to encourage Ghanaians to buy their live bread from live bread markets or from their poultry and farms. What I can assure you, and I'll say that you can quote me anywhere, that it is safe to eat the poultry, the Ghanaian chicken. It is totally safe. That best chicken that we can eat is the Ghanaian chicken. I want you also to send a word of caution to those who want to spread news to make it cause public scare for their own gains. We are looking at you. We are closing down on you.
Deputy Director of the Veterinary Services Department, Dr. Paul Poku, gave a situational report on the avian influenza outbreak in Ghana.
We have about 5 regions that are reported in this, and the one that stands out is Greater Accra. Greater Accra has got up to 20 outbreaks reported sites, 29. Border region has 2 sites reported to this. Adjacent 1, Western 2, Central Region 1. So in all, we have 35 outbreak.
Professor William Ampofo of the Noguchi Memorial Institute said Ghanaians should not take the disease lightly since it is as dangerous as any public health disease. GJA President Roland Afelmoni said the role of journalists is not only to inform but also to provide the public with accurate information. Food and Agriculture Organization, UNICEF, Ghana Health Service and other relevant stakeholders took part in the interactive workshop.
Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Gumashi, says there's a need for Ghanaians to demystify autism as this is one of the ways by which children with the condition can be saved. He said the disease is not spiritual, so people must stop exploiting parents of such children and support them. Madame Gumashi said this in Accra at the formal launch of the Autism Society of Ghana. She pleaded with people to stop stigmatizing autism children and rather help them to integrate into society. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
I have autism.
That was an 8-year-old autistic child pleading with society to stop the stigmatization and accept her. They usually have communication and social problems, or both. Autism is a condition many people do not comprehend or appreciate. Individuals and institutions dealing with autistic children have therefore found it prudent to come together to form the Autism Society of Ghana, ASOG. The aim of the group is to help eliminate stigmatization, raise awareness in society, as well as educate, advocate, research and support autistic people. Madame Jifa Gumashi said there's a need for people to specialize as trainers and caregivers so that adequate attention can be given to autistic children. She further enumerated some of the things to look out for in children, as the earlier the condition is detected, the better.
Let us be ambassadors of autism and tell the world that it is not a spiritual issue. They have gone through dehumanizing situations just because they want to see their children well. They've been taken advantage of, but we can change the status quo. How do we identify the condition? There are a few things that you should look out for. The children are usually unresponsive to their names. They like to play on their own. Solitary games come from them. And they may be really strange kind of games. They like to slap their hands for no reason. And it can also go on for hours on end. Let's look for the symptoms, the signs that are unusual for children. And let's seek help immediately.
The founder of the Autism Awareness and Training Center, Mrs. Sewa Kwenu, said currently autistic centers are located only in Accra and Tema. She said efforts are being made to open centers in all the regions so that people outside Accra can have access to care.
As individuals, it is very difficult to change the circumstances of people with autism in Ghana. But if we gather together, all those truly care about the lives of people with autism can then speak with one voice, an awakening voice. If we want to make change, if we want to advocate for the rights of people with autism. And if we want to support each other, then we must do it together.
Individuals and corporate institutions who want to help the Autism Society of Ghana can visit the website on www.asog.org.gh for information on autism and support the group.
Antoinette Abbes report. The Dean of the Graduate School of the University of Professional Studies, Accra, Professor Goski Alabi, says the wrangling in the leading opposition NPP party is a national issue and should be treated as such. He said democracy is a tool that Ghanaians need to protect. Professor Alabi was speaking at a colloquium in Accra on challenges facing the NPP. Salifu Dabri has the report.
Professor Goski Alabi said the NPP, as the largest opposition party in the country, is held in high esteem. When issues confronting the party are properly addressed, it will assist strengthen Ghana's democracy.
NPP is the leading opposition party in the country, and when it is stable, it is able to support the fledgling democracy in our country. Democracy is something we all need to protect as much as possible. So focusing on their problem is to come up with some recommendations which can help in addressing the problem, so that they can play their critical role of offering effective contribution or opposition to the democracy that we are enjoying at the moment. I believe that they can do better.
Some students of the Masters of Philosophy in Leadership program spoke to Radio Ghana.
Practice that when leadership crisis emerge, whether in political parties or in any of our institutions, we take the steps to research or make findings into what the situations are and make possible recommendations on the way forward.
I think at this point, NPP also needs to hear a non-partisan, a non-polarized voice from the general public, and for that matter, academia providing it means that.
Sally for W's report. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation yesterday held its Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols to usher in Christmas. It was attended by a cross-section of the clergy, board and management of GBC, staff and friends of the corporation. Preaching the sermon, the Bishop of the Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church, the Right Reverend Dr. Sylvanus Mensah-Toto, entreated Ghanaians to use the occasion to pray for the country to be delivered from all vices that have bedeviled its development. Sharon Asma has more.
The Bishop of the Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church, Right Reverend Dr. Daniel Sylvanus Mensah-Toto, noted that the country needs Jesus Christ to rescue the nation from poverty, corruption, selfishness, and mismanagement, among other negative deeds.
As a nation, we need the Savior. We need him to derive from our greed from charlatan pastors, priests, prophets, and prophetesses. In the Savior. Deliver us from selfish ministers of state. In the Savior. Now, to uproot corruption from our society.
He also advised Ghanaians to reflect and pray for the country, especially for the sustenance of peace, as the country approaches the election next year.
Let us use this Christmas to prepare ourselves and our country for election next year. The results of the various political parties' primaries indicate clearly that there are divisions in our country in all fronts. Differences in opinion should not be allowed to degenerate into personal animosity, hostility, and marginalization of anyone. Let us continue to pray that each and all of us, especially the leadership of this nation, will be imbued with such bright vision, sense of purpose, and mission as to secure our peace, security, and unity.
A peace ambassador, Ms. Angela Mensah, gave a word of caution to institutions, individuals, and all stakeholders to maintain peace and protect the country from anarchy.
If chaos could be so intense in internal party politicking, yet it is highly required that the good citizens of Ghana work hard to sustain the peace in the country. The security agencies, I appeal to them, should be fair and firm. The electoral commission should not only be seen to be fair and transparent, but they must truly be. Producers and hosts of political talk shows should shun the invitation of bad-mouth politicians who blow hot air.
The GBC Choir, Adakwe Chorals, St. John Methodist Junior Choir, One Voice Choir, and the Resilience Voice of Madmu gave renditions of popular Christmas carols.
That report was filed by Sharon Asma. On the foreign front, Zimbabwe has dropped the Chinese yuan as legal tender in return for debt cancellation to the tune of about $40 million. China has become the largest investor in Zimbabwe, which has seen being shunned by the West over its human rights record and is struggling to emerge from a deep 1999 to 2008 recession that forced the government to ditch its own currency in 2009. To end the news, the main points again. The Electoral Commission has received a report of the four-member Justice VCRAC Club Committee on a new voters register, and Parliament has approved a $1 billion Eurobond, which is part of initiatives by government to provide cheaper and long-term resources for financing the 2016 budget. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.